telling him, listen to this radio station, listen to the quality of these guys, and listen to this and listen to that. And I broke up on a call letters. I couldn't say WKMH. I laughed hysterically.
Really?
And he came back and...
Were you working under the name of Bob Chester?
He came later.
And so he came back. He just turned that car right around and came right back to the station, walked in, and I was in. And he says, you, come here. You know, points to me. You, come here. Walked in the office. He says, goodbye.
Really?
And that was it.
How long did you work there?
Where am I going to go, boss?
How long did you work there?
Oh, I was there, boss.
What did you get paid when you started working
85
there?
85 cents an hour.
I started at 90 cents.
They knew talent when they saw it,
I'll tell you.
So I went after that. This was in the spring, around about April, somewhere in through there. And I went over and got a job at WXYZ as summer replacement. They had those kind of jobs in those days, you know, which was a good
deal. Did you get 90 cents an hour or not over there?
No, I got something like $65 a week.
Really?
Yeah, good money. Boy, I mean, it was like there's an indication of money, you know.
We were talking about radio salaries the other day. Now, what did you say, McLeod? 85 cents an hour you
got
when
I started at. Yeah.
Robin, you said 90 cents an hour.
Yeah, that was legit, really.
I got first job I had was $1 an hour, and to make up the 8 hours, I had to work the sign-on show in the morning and the sign-off show at night. That's the way I got that. Mm-hmm. Paid the $40. What'd you get, Clark, when you started in radio?
It was $45 a week for a 55-hour week.
45.
I figured out that
so 90 some cents an hour.
I got all the way up to $70 a week for 55 hours before I left.
That's when they used to say to you, listen.
It's a glamorous business. I want to tell all the kids out there, be sure to get in this business because it's great. The wages are some.
Well, what they used to tell you.
He started at the top. Man.
He paid $1 an hour to work.
No, I got you all beat. I started at 75 cents an hour. And you'll never guess which owner of which radio station.
Let me turn this around and see if I can hear you.
75 cents an hour, and you'll never guess which owner of which radio station was the cheapest to pay me 75 cents an hour. Who would it be?
Harry Lipson.
Is that right?
No.
WJLB?
The opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily represent.
Right. Mr. Levinson.
Really? Oh, yeah, hi.
Did you start at CAR?
Yeah.
You started at CAR. What year was that?
I didn't know that.
1956.
Yeah.
That was before they moved.
Listen, what I was going to bring out, ladies and gentlemen, is don't feel sorry for any of these guys, because at the time, at the time they used to pay you this 85, 90 cents an hour, they used to tell you when they hired you. Now, of course, we're going to allow you to do bar mitzvahs for $15. You know, you go out and do the bar mitzvahs on Saturday, and you got $15 for doing them, and then you paid, what was it we used to pay, $5 or $6 to rent the equipment. And then by the time you got out of there and you paid the taxes and everything, you made $4 or $5 for doing that on the weekend. And some weekends you could do two, I remember. But they used to tell you that went hand in hand with the 90 cents an hour that you got to go out and do personal appearances, which were...
Yeah, you know, not fortunately, when I started, and of course the show was very lucky for me.
Wait a minute, we just faded out there again. If I don't say something loud...
I don't know whether I got a bad whatever is in this thing,
but as long as you're talking and there's lots of loud noise, it stays on.
Still got that great equipment. You still got that transfer that you have to kick?
Same one you used.
Yeah,
you know,
well, okay. Well, okay. Just tell me, anything goes wrong, go in the next room and kick the thing.
I'm sorry, Robin, go ahead.
About hops. I remember when I started doing hops.
Yeah.
And, man, I would say this started around 1949, 1950. And every weekend, I was doing them, you know, for like $20, $30.
Yeah, groovy.
And then through the years, you see what happened to them, the way they kept going up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah,
today, actually, they're very few.
Well, we just priced ourselves right out of the business. That's what happened.
The time isn't there.
No, well,
we used to go with records, and a few artists would come in and lip sync, and that would pack the kids in.
Yeah.
Things changed because then they wanted live bands and so forth. Prices became
higher. Yeah, but we talked about it the other day. I think the principal reason for it is the fact that we've come into another generation that's square. It's a square thing to do because the kids now, their big brother and their big sister did it, and they don't want anything to do with what their big brother and big sister did. We went through the same changes, man.
I think that's only part of the explanation.
What do you think?
The other part is that the impact of a hit record, quote-unquote, is not what it once was.
Yeah.
I think that also has an effect on what kind of radio stations are successful and will continue to be successful.
A guy called me the other night. You remember Ed Dreslinski? I used to do hops for him out of Warren all the time.
Uh-huh.
Called me the other night, and he said, do you suppose we could get a program started on the high schools and the hops again? And I said, no way. What we use for entertainment, man? You know how much it costs now? The kids used to come out and do record hops, and the union got a little upset. Yeah. Remember that? And everything became... It used to be where we used to have to pay the bands more than we made for getting for doing a hop.
We didn't get the Jefferson Airplane for about $15,000 a night.
Yeah, right. Hey, Joe, should we do a commercial here?
Yeah, let's do a little promo thing. You can go right back, all right?
Joe, did you ever see a gang like this to compete with? You haven't had a word here in since the news. You don't get to say very much.
Listen, man, I'm sleeping. Keep it up, you know.
What do you mean? We're putting you to sleep?
Joe's the guy back at the station doing all the work here.
No wonder we're not in bed.
Hey, listen, I thought of something. Poor Lee Allen's away from the microphone. He hasn't had a chance to say anything. Here, Lee, I'm going to give you the microphone. You ready?
Uh-oh.
You are the greatest exponent of Dobie Jewelers. Go ahead and tell him about Dobie Jewelers.
I don't know anything about him.
This guy sold more engagement rings in the past 6 months than any man who ever lived, doesn't he?
Does he look as bad as he does when he walks in here at 10 o'clock in the morning? Yeah. Yeah.
Just shorten your mic switch here. There you are.
It's not my mic switch.
Okay.
Same one that McLeod used.
Yeah. He's the one that broke it. He broke it.
No, I got a better idea.
Kick it.
I got a better idea.
What?
These guys over here. Now, Robin, you know, Robin's on television. But now here's Clark Reed, and here's Don McLeod, two of the great air salesmen of the business.
Give them a fact sheet.
I think we ought to give them a fact sheet.
Okay,
see
Mr.
if they
Dobie.
Can sell it.
Tell Mr. Dobie to hold on.
All right. Hold on, Mr. Dobie.
You know about this.
Don't give it to me.
Like a hot potato going around this room here.
Guys, there's something else. You gotta see that.
For? He doesn't trust me.
Listen, well, you want to do it? Huh? Go ahead and
what
do
is it.
I got to tell you, it's one of the classiest stories you ever did see in your life, right in downtown Roanoke. Fantastic
right?
place. Okay.
We need
be
some
classy.
Rings.
Classy image.
This happens to be one of Detroit's most trusted jewelers. Everybody knows that, right? At 502 South Washington, and I want everybody this morning to call them at 545-8400 and tell them you're going to run down to Dobie Jewelers and buy lots of nice rings.
Oh, you're beautiful. You just flunked your audition.
No.
Come back with a little more experience.
Hey, did you know that buying diamonds is a risky business?
I certainly did, man. What do we know about buying diamonds?
Well, that's why you should deal with a reputable jeweler.
You got to deal with somebody who knows what they're doing.
You better believe it.
You don't know diamonds, know your jeweler, right?
How come that little one costs so much more than that great big one? I want the great big one, right? Isn't that what we all say?
Yeah, that's right. Well, how come?
That's because we're dumb, that's why.
You haven't gotten that far in a copy yet.
There's
the
market.
I know what it's supposed to say.
But seriously, I think it would be very nice for everyone to stop in and see the nice people at Dobie Jewelers.
Boy, that was wonderful, Rob.
Now,
how about that?
Now,
no wonder they paid you 90
market.
Cents an hour, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think they did.
Tell him to come back when he gets a little more experience.
Listen, Dobie Jewelers has been there 40 years, almost as long as you guys been on the radio around the Detroit area. So, you know.
Together, I think the three of us got about 40 years all told?
Oh, more than that.
Come on.
40 more than 5 years?
I was 18 years by myself.
Okay, let's add it up. We'll tell Dobie Jewelers what they just got. Their address is 502 South Washington in Royal Oak. Okay, I got 17 years. How many years were you in the business, Clark?
I was in the business 18 years.
18 years. Robin, how many years have you been in the business?
Well, let me think. I have to say, still being in the business as an announcer and disc jockey.
Are you still in the business?
Sort of, you know.
Oh, I see.
1943.
Okay.
So when from now?
27 years.
27 years.
Okay, Don?
23.
23 years in the business. How long has Lee been in the business? When did he say he's when?
I think he started last week.
What did he say, 54?
Yeah, about that, I would say.
Okay, we'll give him 16 years in the business. So that's 15, 22, 25, 31, 3 and 1 is 4 and 1 is 5 and 2 is 7, 2 is 9. 101 years of the radio business represented in my library this morning.
Exactly the same as Robin Seymour's age.
That's
hooray.
And I have a birthday coming up.
Hey, you guys want to make it
another year.
What are you saying?
You guys want to make it 103?
That's right. We got Joey back there. He's been in the business 2 years, man. Joe, you see what you're in for?
Yeah, no.
Look what he has to look for.
Run, Joey, run!
Yeah, run, run,
oh,
run.
Yeah, run,
fabulous
Joey, run.
Experiences. When are you going to be able to play golf, Mike?
Shut up.
No, are you? When?
A doctor said in 2 months he'll tell me when I can play golf.
Bobby wants to challenge you.
Not
who
challenge,
does?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got
beans.
I got all them 100 shooters, man, all calling me up saying, when are we going to play, baby? Let's play for money.
I think he's really all right. Nothing happened to him. He didn't really have
he's
an operation.
Faking.
He's faking everybody out,
right.
So he gets out of the clink, man.
Yeah.
He's going to sandbag everybody out there.
What'd you say? Yeah, I'll tell you, Hunter McDonald's all excited about it because Hunter wants me to start all over anyway. He thinks I got the worst swing in the world. And he thinks it'd be groovy if I started all over again from scratch, yeah.
Would you please lend me your bad swing?
I got to start all over again, I'll tell you that. So we'll do it, Hunter, right? When are we going to get our movie camera out there in the garage and do all that we're going to do? I'm ready. Okay, as soon as Dr. Passera says, hit him while we'll get the movie camera and we'll go out there in the garage and I'll... You know, I can start out the first day, I can take one swing, right? Then I wait 2 months, I can take two swings, and...
Do
what?
Make it Mark Avery's wonderful world of golf in his garage and syndicate.
Are you kidding me? I've been trying to sell a golf show in this town for 9 years. Television golf show. You know what I want to do? I want to take the cameras, and I want to go around to the different clubs that people never get to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people get to play Oakland Hills, you know? Take the cameras and go out and do a 30-minute television show on Oakland Hills. The inside of the clubhouse, you know, maybe the men's locker room, and show the famous holes at Oakland Hills. You know what I'm talking about.
Why did you mention Oakland Hills?
Listen, I got a thing about locker rooms. I know him. You know how many years, I'll tell you, I got this big psychological thing about locker rooms this year. I can't wait, man, because for years I've been having guys talk about, hey, listen, how was your winter? And then, well, I had a little operation. You see my incision here?
Yeah.
I can't wait, man. I got two of the nicest incisions you ever saw. I can't wait to bust into that locker room and say, hey, guys, let me show you what happened this winter. So
hey,
I got to, yeah.
Excuse me, can we take care of a little biz? That,
yeah, Joe, what do we got to do?
How about a little Ford, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Your Ford dealer.
Yeah, come on in. Buy a Torino specially equipped with white wall tires, full wheel covers, the racing mirrors, full 100% nylon carpeting, vinyl insert body molding, even the optional vinyl roof, and all at a specially reduced price. It's a fact you're going to save some money right now at your Ford dealers during his 6th annual white sale. It's going on now, but it is for a limited time only.
Your Ford dealer is the one, number one, number one, number one in deals and
don't forget, while the other car prices have gone up, you can still buy your Maverick at the same low price. Maverick, the one they call the simple machine, at your Ford dealers now.
And, Mark, something just dawned on me.
What, Rob?
This is the first morning show, I think, that's on the air in the city of Detroit that doesn't give the time and temperature every 30 seconds.
Well, I do normally.
It's a pleasure. I think this is nice.
But I got something else to think about. It's spontaneity instead of the old crutch.
Yeah.
But you always know when a guy gives the time and temperature on the radio, he can't think of anything to say.
Right. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. And we do it so much, just automatically.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not so much the temperature, but I spend, you know, quite a bit of time every day in an automobile. And the time is, at least to me, is rather critical, you know, because I'm still always late.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I'm always 5 to 15 minutes late for every appointment, because something comes up, a phone call at the office or something of that nature, you know, then I got.
Don't you have a clock on the dashboard of your automobile?
Yeah. But I never look at it. I'm too busy looking at the speedometer in the rearview mirror.
Don't you often wonder when you give the time on the radio, don't you often wonder if perhaps there is one out of the many thousands that you hope are out there that doesn't know what time it is?
Well, it might be. And you know, as you say, in many cases, we all used to do it. And when you couldn't think of anything to say, you always give the time.
I grew up on it because I've always been on the morning.
In fact,
I think it's one time of the day that people really...
bunch of station managers that said that's all they wanted you to say.
Yeah,
remember?
Right.
You know,
well, they got a new thing coming on the radio. It's been all over the trade papers now.
What's that?
That some of the big syndicated companies, you know, that own all the stations and everything and are serviced by these different syndicated companies, they've decided now that they're going to let the disc jockey give an opinion about the record even. They're going to let the disc jockey say, isn't that great? Or don't you dig that? Or something besides the time and the temperature. It's a new thing in radio called personality.
Oh, they're gonna never
exploit
work.
It. And,
never
you
happen.
Know, see what happens.
Never
I don't work. Think so. Joe, where are we? 8:30 in the morning. Have you got it for a little while here?
Yeah, we got to break away, and I'll see you back on the other side.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay.
5 minutes before 9 o'clock on WHFI Stereo 94. Mark Avery from home in Southfield with people like Lee Allen, Robin Seymour, Clark Reed, Don McLeod.
Welcome to Mouthfield, Michigan.
Yeah, Mouthfield, Michigan. Clark was, ladies and gentlemen, just leaving. He got up and he gave us, listen, boy, I really got to get out of here. And I'm late, and he said it like 9 times in a row, and I said, all right, Clark, you go out and explain to Dee that you're leaving now that she has your breakfast ready. And Clark said, breakfast? And there he is, sits on the middle of the couch.
Just like the Star Waffle Shop.
He says, I can stay a while. Really? It is kind of like the Star Waffle
Don't
Shop.
Don't be hyping you here.
Yeah, that's what we need is about 20 record promoters, right? We'd be really at home. Remember those Tuesdays?
Whatever happened to the record promoters?
They're still around, as a matter of fact.
No, yeah, they're around, but whatever happened?
Well, I don't know, man.
Well, Dave Fox is in California.
Well,
I'll tell you something. You better hang on because a guy calls me up the other day who hears all you guys are going to be here. He lives right up the street. His name is Al Valenti. He says, I'll be there before they get out of there.
Oh, he's been calling me for lunch for a year.
Has he really?
Yeah,
he might be by. I don't know. But some of the guys call me. You know, I was thinking of...
I saw Don Schmitzerly out
Oh, yeah?
Well, I don't know if you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Simon Atlanta. Sure, I know Don very well. Simon Atlanta. You wouldn't recognize him. You know, he has long hair and a whole shot now.
Yes. Stylized hair.
Oh, yeah, man. Bell bottoms and boots. I couldn't believe it. Schmitz was strictly Ivy League.
Oh, yeah. Right. Straight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a big man in California now, isn't he, with Warner Brothers?
Doing very well. As a matter of fact, no, he was working for the entire company. Warner Brothers Reprise or something, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think that...
Well, now he's... Now he's like the national head of one of the labels, I forget,
well,
in
Mo
promotion.
Mo back in control there now. Isn't this a fascinating conversation, everybody?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everyone out there,
everybody's saying, what are they talking about, right? I don't know what we're talking about. But anyway, Joe, you said get you on time with a business report. So, Joe Ryan, if you will, please.
Thank you, Mark.
Her name is Patty Drew, and it's called Wild Is Love. We're having a wild show from the house in Mouthfield, Michigan. Mark Avery, Clark Reed, Don McLeod, Robin Seymour, even Lee Allen got out of bed this morning, man, and nobody...
Hey, wait, I just dawned on me. That's got to be a wild thing for Allen.
Yeah.
Is he going to be...
You talk about being late for things. Lee Allen has got to be the king of being late.
That's right.
Really?
Don't say that.
Really?
Plenty of trouble. No.
Yeah. If he's... Listen,
late, Mark?
We were doing the lineup today.
And
we were talking about you guys.
I don't want to hear about being late from Seymour.
Why?
Seymour? I was 2 weeks late for his show.
Really? Really? Yeah. Anyhow, we were Joe and I were betting on the horses today as to who would show.
Yeah.
Hey, I know somebody. I know somebody who'll handle the bet for you.
Careful.
You really?
Oh, wait a minute.
Quick, stomp on his toe, McLeod. Stomp on his toe.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's
awful. Isn't that a shame?
Is Lee going to be on today?
What were you starting to say?
I was starting to say, why lease an automobile, and then I was going to tell you why. Or I was going to refer you to the people, Turner Leasing, Birmingham, Troy.
Tell me, baby.
Who can tell you why so many people lease automobiles.
I'm interested, Deb.
Are you really?
Tell me, please.
Well, first of all, Robin, there's the down payment. You may save enough on your down payment to pay for your gasoline for the entire year to come. Because leasing doesn't require such a large down payment as buying requires.
Besides, I don't have a down payment.
And after Friday,
all you cats ain't got no down payment. You pay strict attention. Hey, you save money on taxes as you use the car because you're entitled to discounts on maintenance and tires and all that. I'll tell you something else. When you got any kind of a problem with the car and you put it in the shop, they give you a loaner to drive at no charge to you, too. That's bad. Of course, you don't want to talk too much about the fact you're going to get a car and it's going to break down, right? But they'll tell you about why so many people are leasing automobiles. Turner Leasing Company, they're the experts. Birmingham, Troy, you call them at 647-4990. 647-4990.
Hey, you've done that good.
I've done it good.
Yeah.
Mark, you did good, kid.
Week.
Yeah, Joe.
I want to know one thing. Lee, what time do you plan on coming in today? Because if you come in again, I'm just going to call myself Lee Allen the Third. Or something.
I've got a deal with a station where I do 5 hours a day. I figure I already did two of them.
Joe,
I'm 10 to noon. I heard it.
Joe says, there's no sense in coming in because he's got a studio right here.
That's right.
Well, you better get a new board, man.
You just stay on the board till 3 o'clock.
Oh, whoopee. Lee, the only thing I must say to you is don't talk too loud because I'll be taking my nap on the couch right here all the time you're on the air.
Can we hear Mark snore?
I still say this has got to be the greatest way to do a show, in your pajamas and your bathrobe.
But I used to do...
There are a lot of people that don't believe I'm going back to the station.
I don't.
I talked to the boss. I don't think you're going back either.
Well, listen, we can really badmouth the boss. I'll tell you, we feel free to badmouth the boss because the boss today is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh.
So we could badmouth him, you know, really rip it up and... You know, tell people.
I don't even know him. How are we going to badmouth?
If anybody thinks, right. how many people do you think?
How many people I know I would like to badmouth? Why would badmouth?
What we were talking. Hey, Lee is really good at this, boy.
Oh, he's great.
Lee got on the air.
Yeah,
no, I had the operation right, and Lee got on the air, and I don't know what he said because I was out of it. I got some of the most apologetic cards and letters, you know, that were written. Dear Mark, we're sorry. Lee's right. It's time the silent majority stands up and says, get well, Mark Avery. You know, it was really funny. He just tore him apart, man. Some of these people wrote me cards. One lady wrote me a card or a letter, about 3 pages, and my hands were burning. You know, I got through a page, and she was really mad at me because what Lee said to her on the air about how come she didn't send me a card, you know. So I was going to say, if we want to continue to do this thing from home, we should get Lee Allen to say, all right, you dummies, you know, send in a letter or something. But it's a good day to invite people. Evidently, we are going back, much to the surprise and dismay of a lot of people. We're going to go back to the studio. I don't know how I'm going to get there Monday morning, man. But we are not going to... A lot of people felt that we would continue with it from home. And the boss don't seem to think so. So those of you who think it was a good idea having all these people around, these guests and sausage
I like it.
Maids,
I think it's good.
Why don't you tell them you need a sponsor to pay for it?
That's we need a sponsor to pay for it.
Well, yeah, the board man comes real expensive for the next gig, man.
You need the experience. It's good for you.
All you have to do is get a couple of shooting pains, too, Mark.
I got them, man. That's the point.
Hey,
where
didn't
I can,
they ever tell you never to talk with your mouth full?
It's the point where I can hardly eat the second breakfast. You know that, really?
Say, so Mark, is Clark there to talk about hair research yet?
Hair research.
Oh, we're going to do the hair research spot? Right.
Here we go.
Right. Yeah, because okay, you got a mouthful, and it's about time, so.
Mm-hmm. Boy, if ever I saw a candidate for this
ladies
place,
and lay it on him. Those of you listening, if you would like a free autographed picture of each of the participants on this show today, we'll be happy to send you a free autographed picture. Just write to WHFI right now.
And close $1 to cover the cost of mailing and handling.
In care of Tom Clay, right?
This memorable experience will last you a lifetime.
Listen, we're going to talk about the Hair Research Laboratories out at 1800 Brinley Park in Dearborn.
That's a and great outfit.
What we're going to talk about, yeah, it's fantastic. What we're going to talk about is how you, Clark Reed, can go over to see the people at Hair Research Laboratories, and in 3 weeks' time, have a full head of hair, Clark, completely interlocked and interwoven.
Clark, I really enjoy having breakfast.
You can go swimming
again.
You can go sailing. You can go skiing. Really, you can dive in a swimming pool. I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about gluing on a hairpiece. It's nothing like that at all. This is all interwoven.
It's not glued on, huh? Boy, you got some classy sponsors out there.
I got a glue.
Listen, haven't you seen the spots? The TV, they're fantastic, really. It's a process that it's just recently expanded, I think, because maybe a lot more cats like you have been losing their hair. I don't know what it is, but this company's been in business for over. Well, they've been doing this for
Mark,
over 50
years.
Mark,
I don't know. If, I don't want to embarrass you, but
Clark is really mad.
I want to tell you.
I didn't think he'd get mad. You know, I bet. But
when it comes to hair conditions, you never saw a really great lover. It's got a lot of hair.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
Listen, you know this. Yeah. I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this about. Listen, I want to thank you very much. We were talking about how bad we need sponsors
we
to get the show on from home,
sponsor,
right?
Yeah, I just lost one, right?
Right. This is a company that for some time has been making a decision as to whether or not to join the Mark Avery Show.
Well, let me do this.
They joined this morning. They joined the list of sponsors on this radio station. They have asked that we tape the original morning, tape their spots, you see. Mm-hmm. And the tape has been running. So I want to thank you, Clark, for just losing us the sponsor. Go ahead. You want to see if you can repair the damage? Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, end ahead, baldness Clark. And thin hair forever. The Hair Research Laboratories will add proper thickness, waves, balance, and color. No glue, and the process is not surgical. And you cannot tell new hair from natural. It's imported from Europe.
They actually interweave the hair to your own.
And this does not prevent further loss, replaces the hair that you've already lost.
They have, I'll tell you something.
I don't need it replaced. I have it. It's back at home. It's all in the box.
You've got it in the bag.
They have. What is it? What do they have? 37 different ways of doing this.
37 different ways of doing this.
He just said that.
And the hair is interlocked with your own, with 37 different methods, both machine and hand. And there's one to suit you. It takes about 3 weeks. It's registered. You have a written guarantee. And it costs less than you think.
How much do you think?
Free estimate. No cost, no obligation.
Okay.
Hey, I think I'll drive by and say.
I wish you would.
Mark Avery.
I have a pretty fair expanse.
You got the phone
there,
number
you know?
There, Clark? We'll get the news on here. We can call them at 9 o'clock and see if we can set you up for an appointment.
The phone number. It's here.
It's up at the top.
Oh, yes, right. It is. It is 561-7531.
What's that
They're located.
Again?
It's 561-7531. They're located at 1800 Grindley Park in Dearborn.
Hair Research Laboratories.
Hair Research.
Oh, yeah.
That must be because you weren't listening, right?
They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 9, and on Saturday, they're open from 9 in the morning to 6 in the evening, or even open on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So fall by 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
They're going to be closed from 10 o'clock till noon today to take phone calls. So when people call up and say, hey, did you hear Clark Reed do your spot this morning? Thanks a lot, Clark. I appreciate that.
Bill Kennedy says, I wish I had called the Air Research Laboratory.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Joe, you think...
Listen, don't tell me that any sponsor is going to complain about getting 3 minutes worth of hilarity for a one-minute
Well, listen,
right?
Clark, I don't know. You can always, when you do a spot, we just did the spot at 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, and 9 minutes till nine. So it'll be possibly at about 10 o'clock. I'll let you know whether or not the sponsor complains.
Yeah, it's a Lipson special.
I you know how it is when they say, would you tape it for me, please? They're also listening.
Do you remember getting the note saying that 60-second commercial that you did for State Sample was 63 seconds long?
Yeah. No, but there's
and
a, there's
despised a, on the tape that they played back in the...
Signed JMG. I wouldn't say that, but there's a
does
big...
Does anybody remember those State Sample spots?
Bill Sawyer.
What were you going to say, Joe?
There's some big guy here from Harry Search wants to talk to me. He's big. Well, don't pick on me. I'm a little kid. 5 foot
those,
five.
Those are still the best commercials in the world.
Well, I remember even going back farther than that. Remember Conn's clothes?
Mm.
Boxes.
There need an empty.
Good, Robin.
And again.
Sing
it, baby.
You guys are old enough to remember Teresa Brewer, aren't you?
Oh, Teresa Brewer. Music. Sure, I remember that.
I'm old enough to remember Bingy and Gentile.
I was
those
going to mention
that. They're the ones that did the Conn's clothes.
Yeah. They used to they used to do bread commercials.
Garibaldi suspenders.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yes.
These have a wild thing for a Chevrolet dealer. I know.
Jerry McCarthy.
Whatever it was.
Had green grease on St. Patrick's Day. Left-handed monkey wrenches.
When did you go to JBK?
1948.
Who was there?
That's right.
Joe and Ralph. Bob Murphy.
Yeah. Tall man, third row. Or
Larry
man,
Gentile.
Low, I don't know.
And the original Jack the Bell Boy.
Yes, the original Jack the Bell Boy.
I was being interviewed.
Hey, how did that name come up? Do you guys know? McLeod, you were there. How did they get
it? It was
from
a Lionel Hampton record he used as a theme. Back
Jack the Bellboy
out on the coast. They used the Lionel Hampton made this record called Jack the Bellboy as his theme
I thought that record was for Ed McKenzie.
No, it was made for this guy on the coast. Yeah. And then when Ed went on the air here about 1945, I think it was.
Before that, no.
44?
44, I remember I was overseas when my folks...
Well, I've always told people Jack the Bellboy was a composition written for Jack the Bellboy in Detroit.
No, it was written
for
this guy on the West Coast who was the original Jack the Bellboy. I think it was an all-night disc jockey or something.
Everybody used to tell me the Robin's Nest was done for Robin Seymour.
It was done for
Freddie Robin. I wish it were done for me. I
did
wish
you
I
use
had
it?
Gotten the royalties for Freddie
right.
Robin.
Did you ever use Robin's Nest for a theme song?
No.
You didn't?
Well, did you get the royalties for the four lads of Bobbin with the Robin?
Never got a cent for that.
Never got
a
while.
Never got a dime.
Remember those days when it was the thing to have your own custom-made theme?
Yeah, incidentally, there's going to be an album that's going to be coming out in May. I was very honored when I got called from the coast. They're taking seven disc jockeys from the 50s.
Oh, yeah?
And putting together a seven-hour package. Each of the guys will be doing 1 hour
really?
Of their show like they used to do back in the 50s.
Fantastic.
It's turned out by the same outfit that did this History of Rock and Roll.
Hey, listen, guys, can you stick around a few minutes?
Sure.
You're not nervous.
I really have to go.
All right, Clark Reed, if you're going to be a quitter and run off now that you've ruined the sponsorship of this radio station. Hey, thank you.
I'm going down to Hair Research and get a free estimate.
Yeah. Sure,
pay my respects.
They really are. It's a great outfit.
Okay, listen, everybody else but Clark Reed is going to stick around, which will show you what kind of a guy Clark Reed is. And I'd like to say, Mr. Wiling, what you ought to do is call up and tell Clark to spend another hour here. What, are you worried about your job, Clark?
Yeah.
You got one of them jobs you got to worry about? Okay, listen, we're going to cut away and give you the Joey Ryan and be back here in a few minutes at the Avery House in Southfield. See you then, Joey.
Okay, Mark, you got a little biz just before, too.
Okay, I'm ready.
Listen,
all right.
Okay. Okay.
Nine after nine with our, what'd you say, Joe? 10 degrees now?
Yeah, we got 10 degrees on the outside, Mark.
Call up. I didn't even know that. You told me, I guess. Never got to write it down, but we'll get a new temperature in a few minutes from out of Metropolitan Airport anyway, so. We're going to sunny, windy, and cold 22 today, which is a few less than yesterday. Partly cloudy, cold 6 above tonight, and fair and warmer 27 tomorrow, so that'll be all right. We have discovered a brand new way to do a radio show. Like Robin Seymour and Don McLeod and Clark Reed and Lee Allen and sit here and rap, man. I can't believe you guys have been here 2 hours. You know that?
I can't either. I bet we'll get leaving pretty soon.
Oh, come on, McLeod.
No,
you heard about your job, too?
You know.
Huh?
I got to go.
Really? Yeah. Robin's sitting here saying, hurry up and go, Don.
Right.
I'll plug my, rock and roll show as soon as we get rid of these guys and get some time. Well, right now we're going to plug Star Kiki. Those of you going to buy a new automobile, Or I might say, hey, we were just rapping about this. We were talking about this so-called recession. I just told that we were talking here, and I just said I was over at Star Kiki yesterday, and they had their normal Thursday daily quota of automobiles over there yesterday.
Beautiful.
But they don't, I'll tell you, when you get at the size of Star Kiki, they're in the top five out of the 1,000 Great Lakes Ford dealerships. You know that? Star Kiki Royal Oak, I'm talking about. Out of the 1,000 dealerships in the Great Lakes region, they're in the top five in sales, in parts sales, and in service. And, you know, they're not bothered by these current trends. They sell just as many automobiles anyway. But I not only want to applaud them for their selling them out.